From the mid-1960s through the 1970s, Muscle Shoals, Alabama, was one of the most thrilling creative scenes for American soul music and R&B. Studio 360's Peter Clowney has the story of how one Philadelphia record producer is now trying to recreate that scene with the help of one of the men who made it all happen a few decades ago.
Idan Cohen grew up listening to mainstream rock radio in New Jersey. One day, as a teenager, he picked up what he thought was an Allman Brothers record in the local library. But then Cohen got the record home.
I put it on the turntable, and the next thing I know, I'm listening to this stuff that was... It just sounded like a train wreck was coming at you. And it's like I was really attracted to it, but at the same time, I felt like, God, what is this?
Cohen was listening to Anthology, a collection of songs on which Dwayne Allman played as a session guitarist. A lot of those songs were recorded in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and they had a sound like Cohen had never heard before.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Hey Jude, the Wilson Pig thing was so out of control. The low end was just on fire. And like the bass is so upfront. The vocals are so powerful. It's just sending the needle into the red and making this distorted sound that I think sounds amazing, you know, really gritty.
Cohen says his life as a record store nerd began then. He started hunting down everything he could recorded by the Muscle Shoals Studios. He studied up on how the studio formed there in the early 1960s, first as an outfit called Fame, and later split off into a studio named after the town. And Cohen learned to tell the difference between soul from the South and soul from the rest of the country.
It's Philly soul, which is very famous, but which is totally different than Southern soul, you know. And there's Detroit, the Motown sound, which is completely different. Phil Spector had, you know, thousands of instruments playing. He had this famous thing that he wanted like six bass players to play, so he would just get six bass players. But Muscle Shoals in Memphis was, you know, a bass player, a drummer, a horn section, a singer, and a guitar player, and maybe a lead, and that was it. Very stripped down, like the most true soul that there was. I'll do what you choose, I want you to tell
mama all about it. Tell mama. Don Cohen came to run his own recording studio in Philadelphia called Soundgun. He had the idea of making a Muscle Shoals tribute record with all local acts. He wrote to Jimmy Johnson, the man who owned Muscle Shoals in its heyday, and asked for a blessing on the project.
I told him, I said, it's not going to be soul covers. It's going to be hip-hop, folk, rock, the whole nine. I want to show how Muscle Shoals had influenced our generation. And he said, I would definitely be interested in writing the liner notes when you finish. And then at the very bottom, he said, and if you wouldn't mind, I also wouldn't mind coming up there and sort of helping out on a couple of songs. So I kind of read that about 100 times to make sure I wasn't seeing things.
Okay, yeah, I'm Jimmy Johnson, and I'm from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and we've been in the recording industry here about 40 years. And I guess hopefully you've listened and danced to some of the great hits we've made through the years from the early 60s. Oh, I guess I have to put your flat feet on the ground. I went up and worked on about four or five songs with him, and helped him on that, produce those. And he just had a vision. And he even set up the drum kit just like we did back in the old days. And he saw a picture on a session, and he even copied the microphone setup. I got there and I got to hear some incredible nostalgic drum sounds that I missed today.
Johnson invited Cohen down to the Shoals to mix some of the songs there. Even though the town is only about 100 miles from Nashville, it's 45 miles from the nearest highway. Johnson's always felt that isolation is one thing that helps make Muscle Shoals great.
We felt that was part of the reason it was happening, because there were no distractions there. When you came to record in Muscle Shoals, you couldn't do nothing but that. You couldn't even buy a drink, much less drugs. People came there with one thing in mind, and our one studio used to secure up to 10% of the Hot 100 in any given week a lot of times during those periods. And Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous if you think about it. It was so fast and furious going on here that it was all we could do to hang on to the grass and keep them falling out of the yard, if you know what I mean.
Hurry, take me to the Mardi Gras. In the city.
A real defining moment is when Paul Simon came down. He booked 4 days to cut one song, a song that he wanted the feel of a reggae feeling that like we had gotten on a record, number one record by the Staples Singers called I'll Take You There. And by the way, he thought we were all black, and which that was the highest compliment you could give us. But we always tried to not anybody let anybody take our pictures. No, Staples was afraid it might end it for us, you know. But Aretha fixed that. We come out on her greatest hits, and they put our picture, and it didn't hurt, thank God.
Help me. Come on. Come on. Somebody.
They were coming to us to either start their career or revive it. When you're hungry, you'll do what you got to do.
Jimmy Johnson figures he played guitar on or produced 1,000 records over 25 years. Lynyrd Skynyrd and the Rolling Stones picked up where Aretha and Wilson Pickett left off. Idan Cohen is trying to recreate as much of the Muscle Shoals vibe as possible in his Philadelphia studio. He's assembling a house band to back musicians with a consistently tight sound the way Johnson's group did. Cohen's also trying to take edge-of-the-seat risks, the kind that he hears in those old records. This includes disobeying one piece of advice from another of his musical heroes, Jerry Wexler, the legendary Atlantic Records producer who discovered Aretha Franklin and who released many of the Muscle Shoals hits, helped Cohen strategize for this album.
He gave me all these do nots and bewares. Don't let the bass player, you know, play with a pick. You know, you have to have like two trumpets. Don't try and get around it. Which were great, you know, it was indispensable advice. And the only thing I didn't follow, he didn't want any Aretha songs on there.
5 long years, I thought you were my man. But I found out I'm just a link in your chain. You got me where you wanted me. I am nothing but
Cohen actually upset Jerry Wexler by covering Chain of Fools. But he says he feels great about having done that because singer Ty Stichlorius and the band Poise sound like they're from an entirely different planet than Aretha. Idan Cohen believes Muscle Shoals helped shape what hip-hop and soul and rock producers listen for in music now, more than they know. He hopes he can capture some of that energy with a sound that will help shape the next set of ears. For Studio 360, I'm Peter Clowney.